And now Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. As the final curtain goes down on the play at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway in New York, Larry Noble heaves a sigh of relief after this nerve-shattering performance. And as the applause continues, he reaches for Claudia Vincent's hand and smiles. He looks out over the audience during the curtain calls, and we hear...
Thank heaven for that, Claudia. I never thought we'd get to the end of it.
Oh, Larry, I don't see how I ever did it. If you only knew.
Quiet now. Here's another curtain call.
Couldn't have been so terrible if the audience is still applauding.
Oh, don't worry about it. Not anymore tonight, anyway.
Oh, but I can't help it. Oh, Larry, do you think Mr. Ramsey will consider keeping me on in the play since he's the show's producer?
I don't know, Claudia. Watch it now. Curtain again.
I don't think they'll bring the curtain up again, do you, Larry?
Nope, that's all.
Well, that wasn't much, was it? Three measly little curtain calls.
They're better than nothing.
But you're not being very pleasant.
I'm sorry. I'm a bit done in myself. This hasn't been the happiest evening of my life, you know. What with you disappearing to heaven knows where with that fool Oliver Wilson.
Don't ever mention that man's name again.
Why not?
I hate him as I never hated anybody in all my life. He's a cheat and a beast. And I wish I'd never met him. I'm going to my dressing room now. I can't stand anymore.
Wait a minute, Claudia. You'd better wait to say hello to the people who are coming backstage. Claudia! Oh, well. Not my worry. I'm through worrying for tonight.
And as Larry walks off stage, on the other side of the curtain, the audience starts to crowd into the aisles. From a row far down front, Mary Noble follows Rupert Barlow, the play's financial backer, who waits at the aisle.
Well, Mary, what did you think about it?
I don't quite know. It seems to me Claudia Vincent was much better in the last scene.
Maybe so. But I'm glad it's over, nevertheless.
So am I. It seems to me this evening has lasted forever.
Well, that's not very flattering, my dear.
You know what I mean.
Yes, I expect I do. Now, I suppose we must all troop backstage.
I think so. In fact, I don't see how we could avoid it without being terribly rude.
It's up to you, Mary. As far as I'm concerned, Claudia Vincent's delicate feelings are the least of my worries.
I'm almost ready to agree with you after what she's put Larry through tonight.
I wonder just how much Larry thinks of her after this.
I don't know.
Perhaps he'll think twice before he gets his next sweetheart into a play.
Claudia Vincent isn't Larry's sweetheart.
I'm sorry, my dear. I shouldn't have said that.
But just the same, I'll bet Larry is sorry he ever got her into this play.
I could have told him about Claudia. In fact, I'd have thought her little scene at my house on Long Island the day she tried to shoot me would have given him some idea of Claudia's disposition. But perhaps Larry likes fireworks.
I think we can go straight through here to get backstage, Rupert, unless they have the door locked.
If they have, I'll bang on it until somebody opens it up.
Oh, is everyone following us?
Well, I think so, a few steps back. Julia and that blasted Oliver Wilson.
Well, I don't see Maud Marlowe or Tom Bryson.
They're unquestionably following somewhere in the crowd.
I expect so. Anyhow, they both know their way around the theater.
I should hope so. A playwright and a character actress.
Just keep an eye on Julia so that she doesn't get lost.
Let the devoted Oliver Wilson see to that. I'm entirely out of patience with both of them.
I bet it's taking everyone a long time to get out, Rupert. Do you think it would be better if we stepped out into the alley and cut through?
Well, that sounds like a good idea. It'll save time if that's any advantage to you.
They'll be waiting for us.
Sure, I don't know what I'm going to say to Claudia. If I say congratulations, my dear, you were superb. She's liable to resort to violence. Claudia has a well-developed temper, as you know.
Yes.
What will you say to her?
I'm sure I don't know. Just something rather general.
Oh, here we are.
It's absolutely pouring rain, Rupert. I wonder it's taking everyone so long to get out of the theater.
Confound it all, Mary. I suppose it'll take forever to get taxis. I should have told my man Vicky to drive us after all.
He'd better run for it. Look and see if Julia's back of us, will you?
Hmm? I can't see. Hurry, my dear, or your beautiful gown will be ruined.
I'm sure they'll find the way. Come on.
And a short distance behind, Oliver Wilson is talking earnestly to Julia Dixon as they move slowly up the aisle of the theater. And we hear...
Julia. Julia, listen to me. Mary Noble and Rupert Barlow have disappeared through that door.
I know, Oliver. That goes straight back to the stage door. I think it's raining cats and dogs outside. We'll have to run.
I want us to run, my sweet, but not through that doorway. Come along this way.
But it's much longer that way, Oliver. Wait!
Please, my love, don't argue now. Just do as I say.
But I know we can't get back to the stage door if we go out the front way. Not without walking around the corner.
That's just the point. We're not going backstage.
But we must, Oliver.
Darling, darling, darling. If I mean anything to you at all, listen to me now. Haven't we been through enough for one day? Isn't it clear that there's nothing to be gained by staying with Rupert any longer?
But we can't just walk out now, Oliver. Not after Mary Noble has given this theater party. No matter how we feel about it, we can't go without telling her.
Listen to me, Julia. This is no time to worry about conventions. Just do as I say. Come along.
I tell you, Oliver, I can't.
Did you mean what you said to me before all this trouble started? Did you mean it about being in love with me, about marrying me? Did you, Julia?
Hush, Oliver. People will hear you.
I don't care a hang about anybody except you. Just answer me. Did you mean it?
Yes, of course I meant it.
All right, then. That's all that matters. You've got to come with me now. It's our best chance to get away.
But
Leave everything to me, Julia. I tell you, I can't face those people back there. Rupert Barlow's smug look, knowing he deliberately sent that ghastly servant of his to hire thugs to beat me up.
Rupert swears he didn't do it. He swears he never said a word to Victor.
And so, of course, you believed him. You don't have faith in me. You don't care that I might have been seriously injured. But I've suffered torments ever since. All you care about is getting back to your precious Rupert.
No, Oliver, that's not true. Only I don't see how we can explain our absence when they're all expecting.
We don't have to explain. We'll run away. We'll hide out someplace overnight and take the first plane for Bermuda.
But, well, Oliver, I haven't any money and...
You can arrange your business by mail when we get there, can't you?
Yes.
Well, all right. Will you do as I asked you? Will you come away with me?
If you really think, Oliver,
I knew you'd say yes. Oh, my sweet. Do come along.
Hey, are you two going to block the aisle forever? I swear, I've been waiting for the past 5 minutes. And there are others behind me.
Oh, Miss Marlowe, I didn't know you were there. I'm so sorry.
I'm sure you didn't, Miss Dixon. You were so interested in young Mr. Wilson's words. My, my, what a way you do have with women, Mr. Wilson. First Claudia, and then...
If you care to get by, Miss Marlowe, please do. I'm sorry if we've held you up.
Oh, I'm quite all right, Mr. Wilson. Yes, yes, indeed. We may as well all go together.
No, really. I wish you'd go on.
Just stand close to the seats on this side, Oliver, so the other people can get by.
Right you are, my dear.
Well, I don't see why we must wait any longer. If you follow me, I'll show you how we can duck straight through the alley and be there in a few steps.
Will you please go on, Miss Marlowe? We'll follow presently.
All right. That's the way you feel about it. Oh, my goodness. Did you hear that? What a time of it everyone will have getting taxis tonight. Lucky for us, we're going backstage first. That will give the crowd a chance to clear out, and we won't have so much trouble. Well, what are we waiting for?
I've been trying to suggest, Miss Marlowe, that you go on ahead. I have a few things I want to say to Miss Dixon.
Well, they'll just have to wait, that's all. The idea. Now, if you think I'm going backstage all by myself, you're quite mistaken.
Isn't Mr. Bryson with you, Miss Marlowe?
Tom? Oh, yes, yes. Oh, he found someone he simply had to speak to. Oh, that's a playwright for you every time. And heavens knows when he'll finish. And I positively refuse to make an entrance all by myself. I may be an aging character actress, but I have my pride. Now, come along before we waste any more time.
Maud Marlowe takes Julia Dixon by one arm and Oliver Wilson by the other and propels them toward the exit. As Oliver fumes with anger. What will happen when Oliver and Claudia meet? Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife. The story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.